to the glory of God, the year 2019 answered his name of greater glory in many ways. We experience greater glory in the ministry of the word, greater glory in depth of insight, greater glory in revelations of the word. We experience greater glory in strange testimonies, strange manifestations. Do you remember the testimony of the young man in Barrick-in-Ladi area of Plateau State that was accosted by 15 terrorists who wanted to shoot them to death and none of their guns could fire because of the mantle backing himself and his mother? Or the story of that young lady in the kidnappers camp on Benin Express Road on the way to Lagos, bowed her head and she sang one of her songs like, "You're always there to help me." And suddenly she realized that as soon as she lifted her head, she had disappeared from the midst of the terrorist camp, found her way on the express road. Many of us heard that testimony. We saw very strange manifestations of God that showed it was our year of greater glory. Or is it the crusade manifestations where in Makurdi towards the end of the year, we're in Otukpo in Benue State? If the ICT has the clip, if you have the clip, you can show that to us. We saw crusade crowds like never before in the year we passed. We saw crusade altar calls. Unbelievable. Do you have any of the clips here? Yeah, that was just December. This is like 3 weeks ago. Christmas we are talking about. When London, England had meetings in the eastern part of London, and then the hall we used the first night over flooded. The second night we used the hall that was three times the size of the other one and it was still over flooded. These were people queuing up to enter the stadium, the crusade ground in Makurdi. And then very shortly you have seen the crowd right there at the IBB square. Right there, just 3 weeks ago. The governor was in attendance, the deputy governor was in attendance, the speaker of the house was in attendance, commissioners were in attendance. Place overwhelmed. Miracles, signs, wonders, deafness, blindness, all manner of things happened in Makurdi, in Benue State, just 3 weeks ago. Crusade crowds, madness. That was a medical doctor healed of deafness, deaf in the ear for about 20 years. And it's a medical doctor. Healed. He was called by name at that crusade ground and God healed him. We saw all that. Can you show us the other crowd there? The Otukpo crowd. Hallelujah. So we saw greater glory. We experienced greater glory in crusade crowds, in altar calls, in miracles, in signs and wonders. That is Otukpo in Benue State. No, this is still Makurdi. The truth is, in every direction, there was greater glory. And all we can do is to say, "Thank you, Lord, for giving us greater glory. You are still showing us Makurdi crusade. But before I go there, to this year's declaration, let me say something about prophecy so that you can position yourself for what you are about to receive. Why do we prophesy to declare a year open? I'd like you to note that first. What is the aim of a prophetic declaration? Why is it necessary for people not just to enter a year? Why do we prophesy? Why do we declare a year open? Number one, destinies are decided at the beginnings of things. Destinies are decided. They are decided at beginnings. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. It is at the beginnings that destinies are decided. When a child is named and they are giving the name to the child, they are indirectly determining that child's destiny. That's the first. Number two, what is prophesied determines what can be realized. What is prophesied determines what can be realized. Prophecy is the mother of events. What we say determines what we see. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7, the Bible said, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. What is prophesied determines what can be realized. Things don't just happen. They are made to happen. Number three. So until a thing is prophesied, it may not be realized. Number three. God hearkens to the words of his servants to perform his acts. He hearkens to the words of his servants to perform his acts in the earth. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. That is, I am waiting for what you will say. Whatever you call the name of the year is what it will answer for you. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. I am waiting for you to tell me what you want, what you expect. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. As you have spoken in my ears. As you have spoken in my ears. That is why we should be careful what we say. Because what you speak determines what God does. In Isaiah chapter 44 verse 26, God speaking, he said, he is the God that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith, to Jerusalem thou shalt be inhabited. He confirmed the word of his servant. He performs the counsel of his messengers. He is literally waiting for his servants to declare what the what should be, and then it shall be. That is number three reason why a year is announced. Number four, angels hearken to the voice of God's word to function. Angels hearken to the voice of God's word to function. I believe it was in Psalm 103, verse 1, verse 20. He said, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. That is, when we speak the word of God based on scripture, angels wait to hear what we are saying, and they run. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. That is number four reason why we don't just enter a year and we say this is what the year is all about based on what we hear. Number five, the earth hearkens to the word of God to function accordingly. It hearkens. The earth itself, the climate, the atmosphere, everything hearkens. Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 29. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. The earth responds to what we say. If we say it is the year where this shall be, it is registered in the heavens. It is registered in the elements. It's registered everywhere. This is what it shall be. Were you in New York some time ago? You are traveling somewhere and there was a forecast that there was going to be a very, very terrible hurricane or a terrible something that was going to hit the place and it was going to affect your flight. And you called me from there. And we spoke and declared that whatever tsunami, whatever you are, we command you to divert and land anywhere else. Under about 3 hours, the forecaster came back on the air in America, and their forecast never make mistakes.
It was such a snowstorm that everybody had been advised to stock up food and to stay indoors.
People should stock up food, they should stay indoors. People should move, vehicles are to go off-road. The declaration was made from Nigeria.
And the storm was diverted to the other part of the U.S. And the mayor was like, the weather forecasters were under query.
Because they were under query for forecasting wrongly.
They wrongly forecasted in that part when it should have been in the other part.
But it was not their fault. Their equipment was accurate. It was prophecy that diverted it. The word of God diverted it. The declarations diverted it. So, whether creation, nature, forces, they are attentive to what we speak. And tonight, as we shall be speaking by the word of the Lord, everything around you shall hear and function accordingly. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. The earth hearkens. That was number five. Number six. Prophecies are the birthplace of testimonies. Or prophecy is the twin of testimony. Prophecy and testimony work together. If it has been prophesied, it will be testified. Somebody will definitely testify. When we said the year was not permitted to end until your testimonies come, and we say that systems are under pressure, they will lose their peace and sleep and rest. 31st of December 2019, you cannot arrive until your expectations come. One of our members from one of the states sent me a text message today, that is yesterday now, on our way to the vigil. He said, thank you, sir. The prophecy came to pass. I have been expecting my promotion all this while, it has not come. But just now, this 31st day of December, they have given me my promotion to deputy director, acting as an acting director, backdated to January 1, 2018. And he has been promoted since 2018. He didn't enter his hand until 31st December 2019. Because there is a prophecy that said 31st December must not end. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? The prophecies you are going to be hearing tonight, I declare they will produce in your life your testimonies. That was number six. That was Revelation chapter 19 verse 10. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You can say the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. So everywhere you have prophecy, you can have testimonies. And finally, prophecies are weapons of spiritual warfare. They are weapons of spiritual warfare. If a prophecy, I think it was 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18, where Paul was telling Timothy that the prophecies that has gone ahead of you, this charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, that you by them might war a good warfare. When prophecies have come on your life, you use it to fight the devil. This year is not, it was not called a year of adversity, so I reject this. It was not called my year of calamity, so I reject this. This is what has been declared. I take it and I war with it on the basis of scripture. Well, I decree the prophecies for you will come to pass. Our word is coming from Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. We're going to read that and then I'll read Revelation chapter 4 verse 1 and then Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 8. All right, the first one. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. It said, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Turn you, take your journey and move. Go to the mountain of the Amorites and unto all the plains near thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land, which the Lord swear unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them, unto this, their seed after them. The key word was, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. Take your journey. Move. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. It said, after this I looked and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither and I will show you things which must be hereafter. The key word is come up. First, okay, now Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 8 is a long reading. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 8. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see, all they gather themselves together, they come to thee, your sons shall come from far, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and flow together. Your heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of the camel shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all day from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. He said, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. And when all this has happened, you will be the one in the air. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Well, the Lord said, for this commission and everybody connected, 2020 equals supernatural shift. Is anybody shifting to another level? Somebody shout supernatural shift. For the country, for our country as a country, for your family, for your business, for your destiny, for the church, it is supernatural shift. Somebody stand up on your feet and shall shift. Help me tell three people around you, tell them shift, 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 shift. Shift! shifty. Take your seat. Whether the devil like it or not, what has tied you to where you have been all this while, this year it is finally broken. Not just this year, but today. Listen. There are three pillars of this shift. One, drastic. Two, dramatic. Three, dimensional. Drastic means sudden. Dramatic means like a dream. Dimensional means too much. It's like messenger becoming manager. Hey! Somebody say drastic. Dramatic, dimensional shift is my portion in 2020. Say drastic, dramatic, dimensional. Take your seat. I prepared your heart. Why we declare the year and the purpose of prophecy before this came. What will happen this time will not take time. With our country, it will not take time. It will happen like a dream. And it will be so dimensional. What is going to happen to your life and your destiny itself? By the time it is the middle of this year, you'll be asking yourself, am I the person? Am I the one in this office? Am I the one living in this house? Am I the one signing this kind of check? Is God speaking to somebody? Shout the loudest amen. Say it shall be drastic. It shall be dramatic. It shall be dimensional. Take your seat. I'm going to say a few things, then we shall begin round off and then pray. It says that 2020 is a year that will usher in us into the drastic, dramatic, and dimensional shifts in spiritual realms, in supernatural realms, in numerical realms. You can see everywhere is just jammed tonight. In financial realms, in infrastructural realms. If that was too fast for you, let me identify for you the season we are in. I will identify it in five forms. One, a season of revival explosion. Revival explosion. A season of revival explosion. An explosion of primitive Christianity, passion for God, raw, rugged evangelism, a shift in the move of God, a shift in the operations of the Spirit of God. Is anybody feeling what I'm feeling here? It's a revival explosion. When it's a drastic shift, it's a shift in the spiritual realm, a shift in revival. It's a season of revival explosion. Second, it's a season of miracle explosion. We have seen signs before. We have seen wonders before. We have seen manifestations before. But we are about to see signs, about to see wonders in our nation, such as we have not seen before. A season of multitudes explosion in terms of those serving God. Multitudes explosion, people trooping. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted in the top of the mountains, and nations shall flow. It's a season for the people of God, fourthly, of financial explosion. Financial explosion. For those who are not going to be derailed into hell because they got some little money. And of course, a season of developmental explosion. That man said he had been building a house for almost 7 years or how many years? But today, he returned back to testify yesterday how he finished it. So everything is in an explosive dimension. Very drastic. Very, very dramatic. And dimensional. Pastors, get ready. Something is about to happen. It's a season of all that. Then note the following I'm about to say. It's a time. First, a time of liftings. Second, a time of speed. This will interest all of us. Third, and very critical, a time of changes of order. Changes of order. There will a time of changes of order. Where old orders will give way to new orders. Will give way for new orders. A time of changes of order. In our nation, things shall not continue the way they have been. In our families, things cannot continue the way they have been. In our careers, things cannot continue the way they have been. It's a time of changes of order. A change of order. An order giving way for a better order. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? And it shall be in the name that is above every name. Something is going to shift in the realm of the spirit, and orders will change. Systems will change. Liketekeke babadagalaga yadabarahash. Leketike pereteke zubigadagalaga yagada. It's a time of changes of order. Fourthly, it's a time of movement to whole new levels. Where just a man's family and everything just moved to just a whole new level. Timing where everything about the things we do as we connect with God just moves to whole new levels. Is there somebody who believes that an old order in your life, an old order in our nation, an old order in our communities and families will be giving way for new orders in this season? You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Finally, number 5. It's a time of unusual, unprecedented, supernatural help. Somebody say help. Unusual, unprecedented, supernatural help by the hand of God. The kind of help that people have never seen how God helped a people before. How God helped a person, helped a family, helped a church, helped a nation. Unprecedented, unusual, unprecedented, supernatural help. There is someone hearing the sound of my voice. In 2020, the kind of help you will get from God will surprise you. The kind of help you will get from God will surprise your enemies. The kind of help our nation will experience from heaven. Hear this. The kind of help this nation will experience from heaven will surprise the world. It will surprise the world. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, help! But we have been praying. Let's wait. Help from above. That is the time we are in. And you will experience it. And you will testify. Do you believe that at all? Say a louder amen. Do you believe that? Shout the believers amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive that help now. I receive help from above now. Take your seat. What is the outcome of everything we are saying? If all is said and done, what is the outcome of supernatural shift 2020? Number one, the termination of delay. Whatever is delaying in our life, in our land, whatever is delaying in your personal family, the termination of delay. I declare today, according to this prophetic word which we have received for this year, I announce anything that is delaying around your life, delaying to happen in for our nation, everything delaying in your family and your community, I decree, I announce the delay is over. If you are saying amen, say it like you are a believer. Say it like you are a believer. Look at somebody by yourself. Say that delay is over. The delay is over. He said, you have dwelt long enough. Take your seat on this mountain. Arise. Take your journey. It's the termination of delay. The second is like it. It is called the termination of stagnation. Delay means what you are expecting didn't come. Stagnation means you are on the same spot. The termination of stagnation. Every young lady who has been stagnated as a single lady, 2020 is your year. This year is not permitted to end until you are maritally settled to a correct husband. Every woman who is getting delayed in the fruit of the womb, I announce by the mantle of God that healed all these people just now, I declare that delay is over forever. You are bringing forth your children. Everyone whose child is being delayed, the children are not getting married, they're not going to school or something, the delay is over. The stagnation is over in the name of Jesus. Supernatural shift. What is the outcome? Number three is the initiation of acceleration. Speed. I feel like telling somebody on your marks, get set. Speed. Hey! What you were not able to achieve in 20 years, some of us will see it under 1 year this year. What you are not able to achieve in 20 years, you shall see it under 1 year this year. Every time we come here, God does miracles for us. This is New Year, and a newborn baby has just been born here now. I said a newborn baby has just been born at the Glory Dome here at this crossover night
to show you it is your new beginning. It is your shift to The baby came to welcome you. God sent that baby. It could have been born yesterday. It could have been born tomorrow. It could have been born somewhere else. But God sent the baby to this ground to announce to you that something new is beginning in your life. Something new is beginning in your family. Something new is beginning in our land. Something new is beginning. Can you just give me a song of celebration for 2 minutes? Let's welcome that baby with a song. I was just prophesying that everyone who has been delayed to get married is over. Delay of fruit of the womb, over. And then the baby is born. To confirm. See that, I don't know whether it's an uncle or an auntie, just left heaven just now to arrive here to join us and to confirm that he is struggling to open his eyes. Calm down. It's just relax first. Is somebody here at all? Every event in a prophetic arena is prophetic. When you take things for granted, you end up grounded. Things don't happen by chance. This child was not just born here now by accident. It's new year, new baby, new movement, new levels, new dimensions. So that in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every word can be confirmed. Can you shake the hands of somebody and tell them congratulations? Something new is beginning in your life now. Celebration for 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
This time, God, oh, I never see your type. Oh. This time, God, oh, blessed be your holy name.
In this time, God,
I never see a time, oh, Baba. Hey, this kind God, oh, blessed be your holy name.
Hey, this kind God, oh,
I never see a time, oh, this kind God.
This kind God,
blessed be your holy name.
Blessed be your holy name. That somebody says something new just happened here now, and you are here now. You are walking from here and walking into something new. Tell them something new has already begun in your life. Believe that, shout the loudest amen.
Take your seat 1 minute. Grandmother of the baby is called Mrs. Ebele Obaje. Join your grandbaby at the medical stand with the mother. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. The initiation of acceleration. Speed. Very soon, when you take one step, it will be equal to other people's 1,000 steps.
Somebody shall speak. Shall speak.
What is the outcome of what God is saying? Number four. Elevation in dimension. That is the real shift. That is, you shifted. You got lifted. Elevation in dimension. It's as if a manager in a bank was invited to become an executive director or directorship kind of something. Just a shift in dimension, elevation. That is what is set to happen this year. For you as a church and for us as a nation. The bad name we have had all these years, very soon Jehovah will delete it from our names and take us up. Number five is the demolition of limitation. Somebody say demolition. If God is good, for God to shift you, whatever has kept you where you have been must be demolished. If it's a man, a woman, a witch, a wizard, they must be demolished. And if I be of God this morning, by this word, whatever has stood your way all these years that has been preventing you from reaching there or reaching up, by the mantle of God with which I preach, the obstacle is collapsed now. It is demolished now. What God said, you will be, you will be. Number six is the explosion of supplies. The explosion of provision. He said that in Isaiah chapter 60. He said, they gather together. They come to you. The forces of the Gentiles shall be converted. Explosion of provision. Why is that so? This gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the ends of the earth as a witness. Then Jesus will come. There are many of you that God will commit solid resources for churches to be built, for missionaries to be sent, hospitals to be built, orphanages to be built. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? For quality education to be provided here and there across the nations of the earth. For old people's homes to be built. I declare, I announce, I prophesy. The person that has the heart to do this in the house of God, I declare the release of your supplies. And finally, the most important. Is the explosion of divine manifestation. That is God, Makash, the reserves of God. That is revival in all realms. Revival of prayer life. Revival of study of the word. Revival in evangelism. Revival across the nation. And I have bad news for the devil. Any devil who thinks that Nigeria can be de-Christianized is a daydreamer devil. Is a daydreamer devil about to be buried. Any devil that thinks that Nigeria will once cease, will at any time cease to have Christians in this country, he better think twice. They have not born the group of people. Before Jesus will be wiped out of this country, those who want to wipe him out will be buried, all of them. The Bible said the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the seas, Nigeria shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, there is no level of intimidation or persecution that shall suffocate Christianity out of Nigeria. It is too late for the devil. Too late for the devil. It is too late for the devil. Too late for any group of terrorists. It is too late for their sponsors. It is too late for their collaborators. It is too late. Every day for the thief, one day for the owner. And the day of the owner of this land, his name is Jesus Christ, the owner of this nation, is God Almighty. His day has just arrived. His day has just arrived. His day has just arrived. The church of Jesus Christ had witnessed all manner of persecutions from the day one till now. And the Bible remains number one bestseller in the whole world. No book has ever outsold the Bible. Christian influence in this world is heavier than any influence. 98% of inventions of the world came out of the church. 98%. 2% is shared among any other group. 8 over 10 of the topmost universities of the earth are Christian in origin, including Harvard and Cambridge and Oxford. And then suddenly, some group of mad people think that suddenly Nigeria can be de-Christianized. It's impossible. It is impossible. Impossible. Lift up your right hand, say, Father. Say it louder, say, Father. Say, Father, move upon our nation. Say after me, say, Nigeria shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Somebody shout, power. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What are the keys to this supernatural shift? If we are going to experience a shift in God, what will be the keys? The most basic key is the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. Because when we say shift, supernatural, somebody will think, maybe just the pastor just prophesied and my life shifted. The knowledge of God. That was what shifted the life of Peter. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. When the question was asked, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Peter answered, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Back up to verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I also say unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Peter shifted. He said, from this, see, by the time Peter gave a revelation of who Jesus Christ was, his class changed. He was no longer among the ordinary, normal disciples. He shifted. That is what happens with the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. He said, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image. From glory to glory. When you behold him, when you know him, you are changed from level to level. Your life is shifted. Please take note of the following. To get closer to God is to shift higher in life. It is not possible for a person to get closer to God and remain on the same spot. To get closer to God is to shift higher in life. You know him deeper, he lifts you higher. That is the truth. Know him deeper, know him better. He shifts you and lifts you higher. That was what he did for Enoch, who walked with God. Genesis chapter 5, verse 22 and 24. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. His level shifted until he practically disappeared because he walked with God. When you know him, when you get closer to God, you shift levels in life. If it is our year of supernatural shift, what does it mean therefore? It means it is a year to pursue God. That is, if your knowledge of God is shifting you higher, then it is a year to pursue God. It is a year to run after God. It is a year to know God like never before. If you are trusting for God to change your levels and change your dimension, it is a year of passion for God. I will just stop with that one pillar today. And then the Sunday coming, we'll look into the other pillars, which are about six others, in one service combined, 8 a.m. It's also a blessing Sunday, communion service. It's also a Sunday where we are presenting our expectations for the year 2020 before God. What we did tonight was to burn off what we don't like. Next thing is to present to him what we want for 2020. And of course, also prepare and receive instruction for the 21-day fast, which starts on the 6th of January. The 21-day fast. That is the supernatural shift fast on the 6th of January. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And help me give a clap of hand for those standing outside there. They don't have seats, but they are just standing there. Give a clap of hand for them. That's right. They are just standing right there, and others outside the gate. Beloved, take it as a year. You are going to be telling God, reveal any side of you I don't know to me this year. The way Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The way Moses said to God, show me your face that I may know you. Lord, reveal yourself to me this year like I have not known. A dimension of you that I have not known, reveal to me this year. In the next few minutes, we'll do two things. Well, three things. The first one is to make a call for those who want to know God like they have never known before. Sharply. And then the second thing, we shall celebrate the prophetic declaration for about 10 minutes. And then the final thing, we shall establish them in prayer for another 10 to 15 minutes. And then we'll begin to round off. Now please, again, ensure that until the grace is shared, you don't step off so that you can get the full benefits of this year. But somebody here today, your life has already shifted. Somebody said drastic, dramatic, dimensional. That is my shift. Say drastic, dramatic, dimensional. Say it by yourself. Good. I hope the English is not too much for somebody, especially the last one. That's right. What is your supernatural shift like? What kind of supernatural shift are you looking at? Hey, I said, what kind of supernatural shift are you talking about? What kind of shift is going to happen to you this week? What kind of shift is happening to our nation?
What kind of shift is happening to your family? Give the Lord a shout of victory. Take your seat 1 minute. Ay, 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 ay. Whose testimony will be the first? I knew. Whose testimony will be the first? The drastic, the dramatic, the dimensional testimony. Whose will be the first? So shall it be. Take your seat 1 minute. We are going to run very fast. Everyone here today, can we all bow our heads? Everyone here today, you say, Pastor, I have heard the word, and this is crossover night. I'm in 2020, first January, and I don't want to live here the same way I came. I want to be genuinely born again. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I don't want tobacco, smoking, alcohol, womanizing, lying, cheating, duping, unforgiveness, bitterness to follow me into this new year. I don't want lukewarm spiritual life. Going to church but not really a Christian. I don't want it to follow me into this year. I want to hand over completely my life to Jesus. Anyone who is in that category, pray this prayer after me and say it louder. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Don't say it quietly. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Please make sure if you're on the gallery, first gallery, second gallery, the ground floor, the overflow out there, make sure you are saying this. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. All those who pray that prayer, can you wave your hand? Let me see. I think you are the main reason why we came here. I heard a sea of voices praying. Wave your hands. Stand up on your feet. Stand. Don't be the last to stand. Stand quickly. You pray the prayer. On the galleries, where are you? Stand up on your feet. You prayed that prayer just now. And you meant the prayers. All right. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front here. And again, don't be the last to come. Quickly come forward. From all the galleries, don't let the distance stop you. Carry your Bibles, carry everything you came to church with and rush to this front here. Let me give you the count of 15. One. In all locations, dunamis, orca, dunamis, everywhere. Quickly to the front. One. Just a moment. Please make sure you carry everything that you brought to church from your seat. Because you may not return back to the seat after this. The counselors might. Alright, go ahead. One. Nobody is going out. Everybody is coming forward.
Give him your life.
Just a moment. Mind you, we have two more things to do. The praise, brief praise, and also the prayer establishment of the prophetic declaration. So don't rush out. Those coming forward, quickly rush forward. Go ahead.
Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life.
Everybody give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life. Give him your life.
Won't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Quickly, come forward. Come forward. Won't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Keep coming, keep
He's
coming.
Waiting for you.
Won't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
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 He's waiting,
He's waiting for you.
Won't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
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 keep coming, keep coming. Why don't you give him your life? Give him your life. Give him your life.
It's waiting.
Lift your voice and give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life. Would you give him your life? Would you give him your life?
It's waiting for you.
Lift your voice, give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
It's waiting for you.
Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Dr. Miss Anetcha, you can come forward and pray for them. Let me give another call. You are bound by an addiction. Please off that light straight there. There's a phone light on there. Just quickly off it. You are bound by an addiction. Something you have been battling with to stop. Gambling. And you couldn't stop. Drinking, smoking. Whatever it is, you have not been able to stop it. And you want the yoke broken off your life. Stand up quickly and rush to the front. Stand up quickly. And rush to the front. I'll give you the count of seven to join us. An addiction you couldn't stop. A negative lifestyle. Struggle to live holy. You have not been able to live holy. Quickly come forward. One. Two.
I've got my mind made.
Rush forward quickly. Three.
Turn back because
four.
My Jesus someday.
Five.
I've got my mind.
And six. And seven. Rush forward.
I've got my mind.
And I will.
Because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind.
And I will.
Because I want to see my Jesus.
Prayer and mean it from the depth of your heart. This is a great thing, a great joy, that the very first day of the very first month of the decade that starts with 2020 is the day you are making your ways right with God, reestablishing your fire. So please pray it with passion. Mean it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you for the privilege of being called your child. Today, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Forgive me my sins. Come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away all my sins. Make me a new person. From today, I turn my back on sin and I will live for God. And live for God alone. And also, today, I receive an impartation of spiritual fire and fervency and love for God. No turning back. No more lukewarmness. No more struggle to live for God in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands. The senior pastor will be praying for you. But would like you, any addiction to be broken, and then for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so say, today, any addiction in my life, I refuse you now. Call the name of the addiction. Whether it's to alcohol, addiction to alcohol, addiction to pornography, addiction to immorality, addiction to lying or whatever. Say, every addiction, I refuse you today. Jesus has paid the price for me. I refuse addiction. I take authority over you today, and I am now free. In Jesus' name. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to pray for you. How many of you would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence in speaking in tongues? Excellent. Beautiful. Now, we're going to pray for you. You've prayed. The Holy Ghost has come into you to a measure. When you now ask the Holy Ghost to fill you to overflowing, it is not just a measure of divine presence. It's now overflowing. Have you ever seen a cup overflowing with water? If a cup is overflowing with water, do you hear the sound or not? You hear the sound. Do you see the effect or not? That's what's going to happen to you. And so when we are through praying, we'll now tell you to open your mouth and speak in that tongue of the heavenly language. And you open your mouth, you make up your mind, that is what you are going to speak, not English or your language. Is it clear? Now, lift up your hands. Say, Holy Ghost, I receive you now to fill me to overflowing with evidence in speaking in tongues. As you come into me now, it gives me power to live above sin and to live above temptation. Today, Holy Ghost, come into me now to overflowing with evidence in speaking in tongues. In Jesus' name, I have received it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Open your mouth, lift your hands now. Say, Holy Spirit, welcome. I receive in Jesus' name. Lift your hands. So as at the count of three, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, receive. And by the time I say that, you open your mouth and begin to pray in the Spirit. And what comes out of you, let it go. Father, let the power flow. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, receive. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Let the Sika Dima Nagalaya Hasa. Let the Ferote Kozimu Galayadaya. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. 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 I receive the help. I receive the mercy. I receive the grace. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, it is done. Please, you will remain.